Blog Talk Radio.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove. I'm a fighter, it's not an option to lose.
Friday, it's 9:30 p.m. Standard Eastern Time up here in Maine. I'm Shelly Nunchucks. It's the Shelly Nunchuck Show. I'm a Boston girl, but I moved up to Maine, has to do work on some films, and tomorrow I will be on set and helping out in Falcare. And actually, I will be acting in the set tomorrow. I mostly do acting on a lot of sets. Sometimes I've done a little help doing extra things. But I have to say I feel very blessed. And even though when I go to bed tonight, I try to do my best every single day. And I'm always running around doing something, either the pages that I run and so many different things. I'm always working between work, my job, and everything. And, trying to stay as healthy as I can. And I've been eating a salad every single day. Nothing but all fresh fruits and vegetables. That's what I've been dealing with in the past couple weeks. Really getting, back into the swing of things. And I'm starting to feel even better, even more and more. I'm just very psyched that I'm getting back into everything, my complete circle. And, here I'm at age 42, and I never in my life would have dreamed I've ever done any of this, because even just thinking back in, even 3 years ago, I never thought I'd be doing this. And actually, in my life, I'm kind of happy that I have gotten a chance to be able to do everything I've always wanted to do. And, it's just probably going to be a matter of time. I wouldn't be surprised if after doing the film Falcare in my film Dishwasher, I didn't end up, working with Jackie Chan, because that is my dream and my goal. And, people I do mention this because it is half the battle where people said, oh, Jackie, he'd never friend me, I'd never get his attention. Well, I proved them wrong. I don't really have to prove anything to anybody in the first place, but, you know, Jackie friended me, and now I consider him a friend. The funny thing is people think it was just obsession. I go, no, it's more than that, because I've been working on film sets and doing things and just having a blast. And to let you know, anything is possible. So if you're out there and you do have dreams, don't let anybody stop you. And if there's too many people that are around you that tell you that you can't do something, get away from them. And like I said, one of my favorite sayings is energy-sucking vampires, you have got to get away from them because they're the people that want to stop you from doing your dreams. It's not the fact that you can't do your dreams. It's those people that are telling you can't do it. You know why? It's because they can't do things. I mean, if people are stuck in their own life, that's their miserable fault. It's not your fault. If you have a dream, you should just go for it. I mean, you know, I can't really tell you in your own path. You have to figure it out because I did it on my own, and I found the most positive people, and a lot of them are martial artists. They're stuntmen from different parts of the world, and I get to talk to them. You know, it's just something that is in my circle. Now, I keep bringing more and more positive people, and I keep asking the universe for this, so I feel very lucky and blessed. And if you feel like anybody out there, feel like calling on the show, I also have the video chat open. Let's see how well it's doing. I think I'm only going to do a half-hour show, you know, because I'm going to get ready for tomorrow. I have to get up early because I'll probably get ready and hop into wardrobe to film tomorrow because we are in the training scenes now. And last week, all five of us girls were carrying a tree. And if you go to my Facebook page, you'll see it. I'm not kidding. We were actually carrying a tree. So it's something where, you know, getting more and more back into doing more physical things, you know, something that I know that I can do. And I've trained in a dojo before at Martial Arts Academy about 3 to 4 times a week. So it's like I know it's something that I can do. It's not impossible. Just because I'm 42 years of age doesn't mean, you know, I can't have a kick rock body. I mean, I don't know why people think that because you get older that you have to get lazier and such. I was like, I don't think you have to. And I'm not going to be one of those people that are going to grow old in a rocking chair sitting on a porch. I'm actually going to go out and do things, and I'm going to live my life, you know, to the fullest every single day. And that's what you have to do. You go out and you do your best every day, and that's what you have to do. So, you know, it's really, I think it's a mindset, how society programs it, and what we have to do, what we're supposed to do. But it's something where a lot of people, they want the security because they're afraid. They're afraid of change, and that's what the problem is. And, you know, if anybody wants to call in and talk, you know, I have two numbers you can call in. It's 347-989-1473, 347-989-1473. And the other number is 877-907-7217, 877-907-7217. So I just want to let you know that my show is about dreams, goals, love, inspiration, and I love inspiring people, and people have been telling me that I've been able to help inspire them. So this is what my show is about, and to let people know that they can do the dreams. And age is not an obstacle. You can do anything you want to do. It is possible. You just have to work for it. And that's why things are coming to me, because I've been working like, I think it's between 8 to 10 years now. It's probably going on 10 years, really, working on my dreams every single day and working every single day. And it's something where I know because of my hard work, things are coming to me. The universe is bringing things to me. And it's just a matter of time. Like I said, I will work with Jackie Chan. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. I just know in my heart that I will, because I know I would even make Jackie Chan laugh. I know I could do that. I have in my heart. I have the experience working in the dinner theater shows, doing dinner comedy theater. I've been working on film sets, and I recently just posted a scene from a kind of Batman fan film, and playing Detective Montoya. This from a couple of years ago, but sometimes when you do things, you don't see it for a little while, and I was like, wow, I really can act. So it's something that I know that I can do. And yes, I have the Boston accent, but I'm not going to play a Barbie or a Southern Belle. I usually play the strong women characters. And the fact that I don't know if it's my height that helps out too. I'm like 5'8". So I am Amazon. I am tall. I've got long legs. And it's like I just feel blessed that I do have the height. And it's actually, you know, I'm just happy to be tall. And it's something where, you know, with your body, You have to take care of it. It's like a living machine. So I do know I do have to work at it even more. Because as they get older, you know, if you don't take care of yourself, things are going to start breaking down. And I try to write to my best ability to let people know why it's important to work out. And if you have families and such, if you have children, the thing that you should do is take care of yourself, because if you're not taking care of yourself, you're not going to be there in the future for your kids, you know, any of your family and such. And that's why it's important to take care of yourself, because you want to live a longer life for your children, for anybody, for any family members and such, you know. And it's not even the end of the world, you know, if you can't exercise every single day. I mean, if you can moderately do something, walking, maybe get a little bit into running, and I mean, there's so many different exercises that you can learn, but you're going to find out what works for yourself, because you see all these different programs and these exercises and, you know, many different things. What might work for somebody might not work for you. So I learned to know what works for me. I've always been around places with exercise. I've been working at gyms, fitness centers, and many different things. Those are the type of jobs I've been around. So I've been in that healthy atmosphere and been around dojos and martial arts academies. You know, something that I would have been blessed to be able to have my eyes opened up with all this such. And having the positive people help me out, that's just something that I feel very blessed. And I'm so excited. I just can't wait. I'm just like, I don't know what's going to happen on set tomorrow. Like, are we going to end up throwing logs around or something? So it's going to be a challenge. I'm like, you know, I'm just glad the way my schedule is set up too, because I work Monday through Thursday and I work longer hours, so I can work Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, devote totally to my dream job. And even though I come home and I'm still working on things, you know, networking with people, because it's an ongoing thing, you know. And if things happen to me where, you know, people might, like, if something happens to me where something big happens to me overnight, it's not something that's happening overnight. I mean, people, like, they say, oh, this person came out from, you know, from overnight success. And it's like, it doesn't happen like that. Maybe that's a rarity, but the reality of it, when somebody, they say, becomes an overnight success, more than anything, they've been probably working on things for many, many years. And that's probably possibly what it is. So to get back to working on things, the film that I'm working on called Falcyr, it's F-A-L-C-Y-Y-R, I'm going to play a song, and I do play this song in my on the radio show all the time, because with anything, music sets the mood for films. So, in our film Falcyr, the man, the myth, the legend, Horace Cordeliza, I call him one of my big brothers, and he's actually directed the on set to me. So, there's a difference when we're on set, we're serious, we're gung ho to work hard, and yes, it's a lot of work to work on a film set. Believe it or not, people, if you're out there and you've never worked on a film set, when you're working many hours, you know, it's something, and a lot of people wouldn't have the patience to do something very repetitive over and over again because they get bored or out of their mind or they just can't handle it. Because sometimes you got to do things over and over and over again, and it does become very repetitive, and that's what part of acting is. And then if you have to do, you know, your own stunts and your own types of fights and stuff, you know, I'm slowly getting into that more and more, and I've come to realize it is a lot of hard work. So to all the stuntmen out there and all the stunt people, I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time out and, you know, talking to me, conversing with me on the internet and in so many different places. I just want to say thank you very much and for giving me a call, sending me a message via email, a video chat, Skyping with me. I want to say thank you very, very much. And to get back to the song, I want to actually play it. It's called Battle Song. And this is a song that's actually in our film. And Ahura and his beautiful, lovely Sonari actually wrote this. I mean, did this together, and Ahura is the one that composed it and wrote it and such. And as you know, a song sets the mood to a film. So here we go. I want you to feel this epic song. It's called Battle Song. Here we go.
Rush to my aid.
was Battle Song, and that is actually going to be in our film, Falkir. Remember, the song, you know, it sets the mood and such. And to let you know, people, I have become an admin on a Facebook page on Facebook, and it's actually for Chinese Zodiac, which is actually coming out December 12, 2012. And, of course, I'm going to be there. I'm actually taking the day off, and I'm probably going to see it a couple of times. So I'm very excited for my friend Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan, hi, Jackie Chan. I'm very proud of you, Jackie. You keep doing your films. And ladies and gentlemen, do not believe the internet. Jackie Chan is not ready to retire, not ready to retire at all whatsoever. So just keep that in mind. If Jackie doesn't say it himself, he's not going to retire. He just admits that he can't do as much as he used to, but you got to realize that Jackie is 58 years old, and he still can do more than some 20- and 30-year-olds can do. So he can still outdo some people, and he can still do some great stunts and stuff in some films. So, Jackie, I just want to say I'm so proud of you. I'm forever going to be one of your loyal friends and, you know, one of your loyal fans. So I'm going to totally support you. And I became part of the admin page that someone started, and I'm helping promote Chinese Zodiac because, you know, they got out there that wimpy, sparkly, vampire, whatever you want to call it. The series is horrible. I mean, to me, that's my own opinion. But vampires aren't supposed to sparkle, and the fight scenes are horrible. I mean, they can't compare it to the Blade scenes. I mean, because Blade is what was really nice, and Blade actually has one of the greatest, another great martial artist in it, and Donnie Yen. So that's what actually a vampire movie should really be about, not sparkly vampires. So, you know, I'm giving much props more out to Jackie Chan. You know, it's something that I think he just deserves. You know, he just deserves a little bit more because the man's done over 100 films. And I don't even know, I mean, you go into his IMDb page and you see a list for Jackie. It just goes on and on and on. And I wish I had some of his music to play. So I want to dedicate tonight's song to Jackie Chan. This is The Fighter. And it's one of my theme songs, so Jackie Chan, I want to dedicate this song to you. I opened it up, but let me play it, and Jackie, this song is actually dedicated to you. It's called The Fighter, and I'm dedicating it to you tonight for Chinese Zodiac, which is open December 12, 2012, so here we go.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb on my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Patient. Meet them head to head, I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose. Make the global, put my name in the book.
that was the song The Fighter with my two nephews, Sacrifice and Cardiac. And I'm dedicating the song tonight to Jackie Chan. Hence, his new film, Chinese Zodiac, is coming out December 12, 2012. I will be there at the premiere, so I'm kind of very excited about that. You know, I wish it was actually, you know, the actual premiere with Jackie Chan, but, you know, I'm actually going when it's actually opening up in the U.S., which is December 12, 2012. Once again, you can look up Chinese Zodiac on Facebook, and it's a page that I've also become an admin on. I'm running so many different pages, I can't even keep track of them right now. And, to all the, I just want to leave on this note because I wanted to do a half-hour show. I am doing a film tomorrow, so with self-care. So, you know, I am very, very excited about that. And, you know, anything is possible. You know, I'm living proof because of people that said I wouldn't be able to do half the things that I'm doing right now. So I already proved the people wrong, and believe me, if I can do these things, you can do it. I never would be doing a radio show. I never would be doing a film where, you know, I get to play a lead. It's not, you know, I'm not working with Jackie Chan yet. I did get a hold of Jackie Chan, but, you know, it's getting closer. Everything is coming to me. The universe does work in mysterious ways. And, you know, it's really great. I just want to give a shout-out to my tiger. He knows who he is. But anyway, you know, I'm going to end the show. And, you know, I just want people to know it is possible to do your dreams. Anybody gets in your way, just get them out of the way. Get those, you know, energy-sucking vampires out of your life. Kick them to the curb, you know. Get away from them. And, you know, anything is possible. So I'm going to end the show tonight with another song by Horace the Core DeLisa. It's called Get Up Off Your Seat. Get up. Yo, see. So here we go. And everyone have a good night. Enjoy the rest of your Friday. And I will be uploading this on my Facebook so you can listen to it anytime. Anyway, everyone have a good night.
Let your body move, let your head.